From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Listener, wherever you are, welcome back with me, Rahma. In today's edition, we'll present some segments to you from news, news across the country, and other interesting info, as well as Indonesian songs. Well, listener, let's begin with news, so stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, on the frequency 3325 kHz, and website voinews.id.
This is Voice of Indonesia with the news. First, the headlines. Indonesia seeks greater cooperation with European Union for handling global crisis. Indonesian National Health Day, a momentum for revamping national health system. Now the news in detail. President Joko Widodo has asked the European Union to increase cooperation with Indonesia and ASEAN, or the Association of Southeast Asian Nations, for tackling multidimensional global crises such as the food and energy crisis, as well as inflation. As quoted by Antara, during a meeting with European Council President Charles Michel on the sidelines of the ASEAN summit in Phnom Penh, Cambodia on Saturday, the Indonesian president said the world conditions are not improving. ASEAN must face multidimensional crises, including the food crisis, energy crisis, and inflation. Only one option to deal with these challenges, that is cooperation. Meanwhile, the European Council President congratulated and lauded Indonesia for organizing G20 activities in the current uncertain situation. He further said the European Council fully supports Indonesia's G20 presidency. Indonesian Health Minister Budi Gunadi Sadikin accentuated that the 58th commemoration of the National Health Day could become a momentum for a major overhaul in Indonesia's national health system. Hopefully, this would become a momentum and a big point of change in the Indonesian national health system and also the Ministry of Health. The minister stated this at the commemoration of the 58th National Health Day, titled Rise Up My Indonesia, Healthy My Country, in Jakarta on Saturday, as reported by Antara. As the COVID-19 pandemic in Indonesia is currently under control, the minister reminded his staff regarding the time left in conducting transformation of the national health system. The Indonesian G20 presidency has the potential to support the development of local, micro, small, and medium enterprises. Director General of Public Information and Communication at the Cooperatives and Small and Medium Enterprises Ministry, Usman Kansong, explained on Saturday, as reported by Antara, that G20 is a multilateral cooperation group that comprises 19 countries and the European Union. Indonesia, which is holding the presidency of the grouping this year, will host the G20 summit in Bali this month. The Cooperatives and Small and Medium Enterprises Ministry is giving souvenirs to delegations, and it asks micro, small, and medium enterprises in the country to make them. There are 20 small and medium enterprises that have become suppliers of official souvenirs for G20 delegation. Family plays an important role in developing an interest among children for reading books. This was pointed out by Child Rights Fulfillment Acting Deputy at the Ministry of Women's Empowerment and Child Protection, Rini Handayani, through a statement on Friday, as quoted by Antara. She remarked parents can start by introducing children to reading materials that match their age, such as stories about ancient heroes and folklore. She noted an article in Law No. 35 of 2014 on child protection stipulates that children have the right to receive information based on their age and development. This news broadcast is coming your way from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. The Malaysian government has taken the appropriate action on the issue of the littoral combat ship or LCS procurement scandal and did not ignore the matter. Caretaker Prime Minister Ismail Sabri Yaakob said on Saturday, November the 12th, as reported by channelsnewsasia.com, he was responding to a statement by Pakatan Harapan Chairman Anwar Ibrahim, who reportedly demanded Ismail Sabri apologize to the armed forces over the procurement issue. Ismail Sabri said that the agencies responsible had already conducted their investigation with parties involved in the misappropriation charge in court. The food production system needs to change to be more climate resilient, with climate change continuing to threaten the access to food for many people globally. Minister for Sustainability and the Environment of Singapore, Grace Fu, on Saturday stated it as reported by channelsnewsasia.com. Speaking during a joint food resilience event at the COP27 Singapore Pavilion in Egypt, Grace Fu said that countries need a better understanding of climate impacts to pivot towards resilient and sustainable food production. Last item. Britain's Defense Ministry said Saturday in its daily update on Russia's invasion of Ukraine that Russia's withdrawal from Kherson announced this week is a public recognition of the difficulties faced by Russian forces on the west bank of the Dnipro River. As reported by VOA.com on November the 12th, in the intelligence update posted on Twitter, the ministry said that while the withdrawal came only 2 days after its announcement, it is likely that the withdrawal process had already started as early as October the 22nd, when Russian installed figures in Kherson urged civilians to leave the city. That was the end of the news. I'm Anna Trijayakasih, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. This week's spotlight is on President Joko Widodo attends the 40th and 41st ASEAN Summit in Cambodia. Indonesian President Joko Widodo on Wednesday, November the 9th, arrived in Phnom Penh, Cambodia, to attend the 40th and 41st ASEAN Summit and other related summits from November the 10th until 13. The 40th and the 41st ASEAN Summits were held in plenary and retreat forms. In the plenary session, the summit discussed strengthening the institutional capacity and effectiveness of ASEAN. At the retreat session, two major issues were discussed, namely ASEAN's relations with outsiders, as well as the issue of Myanmar. At the plenary session of the 40th ASEAN Summit at the Soka Hotel Phnom Penh on Friday, President Joko Widodo underlined the importance of the maximum efforts of ASEAN countries to maintain ASEAN unity and centrality. There were three important points conveyed by President Joko Widodo in the plenary session. First, the president pushed for the full implementation of the ASEAN Charter. The ASEAN Charter must be a guide for moving forward. Therefore, it must be implemented in one whole and not selectively. Second, the president encourages strengthening the capacity and effectiveness of ASEAN institutions. According to President Joko Widodo, in the next 20 years, the challenges will be even more difficult. Third, strengthening ASEAN's role in creating a resilient region. ASEAN's resilience will be assessed from the way ASEAN builds food and energy security, health independence, to regional financial stability. Apart from attending the 40th and 41st ASEAN summits, there were also other agendas attended by the president while in Cambodia, including attending meetings of ASEAN country leaders with representatives of the ASEAN Inter-Parliamentary Assembly, ASEAN Youth, ASEAN Business Advisory Council, and the high-level meeting of Indonesian, Malaysian, and Thai leaders at the Indonesia-Malaysia-Thailand Growth Triangle Summit. In total, there were more than 20 meetings attended by President Joko Widodo during his visit to Cambodia, including 4 bilateral meetings with the Prime Minister of Singapore, the President of the European Council, the Secretary General of the United Nations, and the President of the Asian Development Bank. Well, that was this week's Spotlight. I'll start today in history with November the 13th, 1970. Hurricane Bola hit East Pakistan and India and kills 500,000 people. Cyclone Bola 1970 was a deadly tropical cyclone that struck East Pakistan, now Bangladesh, and West Bengal, India on November the 13th, 1970. The cyclone is the deadliest tropical cyclone. More than 500,000 people died. It was the sixth cyclone of the 1970 North Indian Ocean cyclone season. Cyclone Bola was the first natural event that caused a civil war, namely the Bangladesh War of Independence, which ended with the formation of the State of Bangladesh. Turning to November the 13th, 1985, the Nevado del Ruiz volcano erupts. Nevado del Ruiz is a stratovolcano located in Colombia. This mountain is located in the northernmost part of the Andean volcanic belt and extends about 15 miles southeast of Manizales, with the town of Armero in the valley near this mountain. This is the highest and the northernmost mountain in Colombia. The eruption in 1985 produced lava that buried the city and caused the deaths of 23,000 people. It is later called the Armero tragedy. Nevado del Ruiz itself is called the Sleeping Lion by the locals. And today in history with November the 13th, 1998, the Semanggi tragedy. In November 1998, the Indonesian Transitional Government held a special session to determine the next general election and discuss the government's agenda to be carried out. The students were in turmoil then because they did not recognize Baharudin Yusuf Habibie government and did not trust the members of the New Order Parliament and People's Consultative Assembly, which then had then the power to elect the president. Students also urged to remove the military from politics as well as to purge the government from the New Order people. The public and students rejected the 1998 Assembly Special Session and also opposed the dual function of the military. During the special session, the public joined students in daily demonstrations on the streets of Jakarta and other big cities in Indonesia. This incident resulted in the death of 17 civilians. Well, that was Today in History over Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chokuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Waqaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmi.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forcom, the getting over bragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
VOI listener, in the segment Listener's Mailbag, we would like to thank our dear listeners wherever you are who have sent your letters or emails containing reception reports on our broadcast. Now let's start answer your letters or emails. First, I would like to reply a letter from Akiyoshi Teraoka in Japan, who was listening to our program in Japanese on September 18, 2022 through frequency 3325 GHz, and the SINPO was 35343-45444. Hello sir, thank you for your reception report. I really appreciate your efforts to listen to our radio. Your letter has been forwarded to the Japanese section. Please be patient for the reply. As appreciation, I will play a beautiful song special for you. So, be listening.
Oh, gemar sekali kita bersilat lidah. Sejak langit gelap hingga kembali cerah. Oh, gemar sekali kita berbeda pandang. Semula meradang, terkadang kembali tenang. sudahi saja.
You're still tuned to Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, on the frequency 3325 kHz and website voinews.id. Today's edition will give information on My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
My Indonesia today is entitled Indonesian Basketball National Team to Trial Against the United States. Indonesia will host the FIBA Basketball World Championship in 2023. Preparation for the event have been going on for the past few years. Regarding the organizing and testing of the match venues, currently the Indonesian Basketball Association Perbasi asked the International Basket Association FIBA that the Indonesian basketball team could conduct a trial against the United States ahead of the FIBA World Cup 2023. The proposal was delivered directly by the Secretary General of Perbasi, Nirmala Dewi, on the sidelines meeting with FIBA Secretary General Andreas Zaklis in Manila some time ago. Nirmala Dewi Tuesday in Jakarta said, "The plan to have a match against the U.S. basketball national team was made after FIBA asked the Indonesian committee what team they wanted to try out for. According to Nirmala, Indonesia is allowed to conduct an Indonesian-friendly match, which is scheduled to take place around April 2023. In addition, the presence of big teams in Indonesia, in addition to increasing the enthusiasm of Indonesian players, will also have an impact on sponsorship and national team trials." Even so, Nirmala could not confirm whether FIBA agreed with Perbasi's request because the arrival of the team will be arranged by FIBA. She added that Perbasi had proposed its program to FIBA regarding the 2023 FIBA World Cup and received a positive response. So Perbasi will wait for the result of FIBA's internal discussions and drawings. According to Nirmala Dewi, usually the ones chosen to play at the venue are the national team, which is certain and will come 3 weeks before the match starts. And of course, there will be training and testing for the FIBA World Cup participants. That was My Indonesia Today.
Voice of Indonesia.
Now we will reply to an email from Rafiullah Mandohail in Pakistan. He said he has been listening to radio programs since his childhood. Hello sir, thank you so much for your compliment on our broadcast. If you have any suggestion or criticism, please send to voinews.id. To color your day, I will play a beautiful song for you. Let's check it out.
Benar cinta, tak perlu kau katakan semua itu, cukup tingkah laku. Sekarang apalah artinya cinta kalau hanya di bibir saja? Cinta itu bukanlah main-mainan, tapi pengorbanan. Semua bisa bilang. Tapi
From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
That was the second song presented by Voice of Indonesia. You're still tuned to the program on the shortwave frequency 3325 kHz and website voinews.id. Listener, for the next segment, we'll present you Indonesian Wonder, which tells about Indonesian tourism and local wisdom.
Today's Indonesian Wonder is entitled Pulut Rice from East Kalimantan. As with other regions in Indonesia, the people of Kutai District in East Kalimantan have a special dish for breakfast. There are various types of jajak or market snacks, which are usually a typical breakfast menu for Kutai residents. All of these jajaks have different tastes, ranging from sweet, savory to spicy. One of the jajak which is a favorite menu for breakfast is nasi pulut, confectionery made of rice with a soft texture and has a savory spicy taste. Pulut rice is wrapped in banana leaves which are folded to the middle from both sides. To close the banana leaf folds, attach a stick in the middle. Pulut rice is made of rice and topped with two kinds of coconut milk, namely thick coconut milk and thin coconut milk, added with a pinch of salt. The ingredients are wrapped in banana leaves and then steamed for 2 hours. During the steaming process, the thin coconut milk will be absorbed into the rice, while the thick coconut milk will thicken even more, resulting in a dense rice texture covered with thick white coconut milk sauce. Nasi pulut or pulut rice, which has a salty and savory taste, is incomplete if it is not served with a special peanut sauce. The peanut sauce consists of red chilies, bird's eye chilies, ground roasted peanuts, and a little salt. Before serving, all the ingredients are fried briefly. This peanut sauce adds a spicy flavor while strengthening the savory taste. Pulut rice can usually be found after dawn in traditional markets. That was today's edition of Indonesian Wonder. Tomorrow we will meet again with other interesting topics.
VOI listener, I would like to thank all of you VOI listeners around the world who participated in our program Diplomatic Forum, which was held on November 2nd, 2022 in Kuta, Bali. Well, listener, now I'm gonna play a beautiful song special for you. Happy listening!
Ku telah menutup pintu hatiku untukmu sejak ku temukan dalam hatiku tiada kamu. Kemana kamu pergi? Ku tak tahu. Saat kau pulang kembali pintuku kunci. Jangan menunggu depan. Lukaku bukanlah kuncimu, kau.
depan pintu hati. Jangan mengetuk dan memohon masuk. Jangan menangis depan pintu hati. Lukaku bukanlah kujimu, kau bukan penghuni hatiku lagi.
Penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chokuyō shite COVID-19 no kansen kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Waqaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom besmetting, overdragen van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Thank you for still staying with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. For the next segment, we'll present you Miscellany.
Today's Miscellany is entitled Towards Maghrib and Third Molins Competition in Barcelona. Indonesian director Helvi Kardit's film Menjelang Maghrib, or with international title Before Night Falls, was successfully entered in the Molins Film Festival competition in Barcelona. This year, the festival, which is a meeting place for filmmakers of the horror genre, has entered its 41st event. The festival starts from November 4th to 14th. The film Menjelang Maghrib, or Before Night Falls, premiered in competition on November the 10th at the La Penny Theatre Molins de Rey. Director Helvi Kardit said that actresses Corinne Hardy from the film The Nun and André Offredal from the film Troll Hunter, The Autopsy of Jane, had participated in this film festival. Several Indonesian horror filmmakers have also tasted the Molin Film Festival. This inclusion, ulang, the inclusion of the film menjelang maghrib or before nightfall is not an achievement for healthy Kardit personally, he said, but is dedicated to all Indonesian filmmakers who have worked together to revive Indonesian cinema. The film Menjelang Maghrib or Before Night Falls became Novia Bachmit's acting debut. This film not only offers horror stories, but also the psychology of people with mental disorders. This film tells the story of three students, Talia, Erlan, and Ahmad, majoring in psychology, who then meet a mental patient, Nina, for their thesis research material. Starting from Nina's mental problems, which eventually developed into mystical things beyond logic, this film shows mystical things wrapped in culture and beliefs that are considered superstitious but remain a tradition. Now that was Miss Lenit over Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
You are still listening to Voice of Indonesia, COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio. From Indonesia to the
I'm the one.
Indonesia COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio.
Harib COVID-19 dibakoikum fil manazil.
Disaman gegen corona, we're bleiben zu Hause.
Stay at home, stay healthy, and together we can fight the coronavirus.
Bleif thuis, was je handen met zeep, draag je masker als je naar buiten gaat, neem de vitamine en zorg je gezondheid. Samen bestrijden we de coronavirus.
From Indonesia to the world.
VOA listener, today's edition of Music Corner presents you a song from Indonesian male singer Anmesh Kamaleng. In August 2022, Anmesh released a song called Andaikan Kau Datang, which had previously been popularized by an Indonesian legendary band, Kus Plus. Anmesh's version of this song became a soundtrack for an Indonesian film entitled Miracle in Cell No. 7. Anmesh's version of this song has a simple song arrangement. From start to finish, there is only a piano sound accompanying Anmesh's soft vocals. Before Anmesh, this song, which means If You Came, had been sung several times by other top Indonesian singers like Ruth Sahanaya, Yuni Shara, and the band Noah. This song tells about a regret of a person who has left someone that loves him sincerely. Alright, listener, here is Anmesh's version of Andaikan Kau Datang. Happy listening.
Terlalu indah dilupakan, terlalu sedih dikenangkan. Setelah aku jauh berjalan dan kau ku tinggalkan, betapa hatiku bersedih mengenang kasih dan sayangmu. Setulus pesanmu kepadaku, engkau kan menunggu. Andaikan kau datang kembali, jawaban apa yang kan ku adakah jalan yang kau temui untuk kita kembali lagi? Bersinarlah bulan purnama, seindah serta tulus cintanya. Bersinarlah terus sampai nanti, lagu ini ku akhiri. Kita kembali lagi. bersinarlah terus sampai nanti. Oh, oh, bersinarlah terus sampai nanti. Bersinarlah terus sampai nanti. Lagu ini ku akhiri.
Indonesia, COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio. Stay at home, clean your hands, and follow your local health regulation.
Satu jawaban untuk membuat diriku tentram. Hanya kau satu yang bisa membuatku damai bahagia. Untaian kata-kata terindah kan ku berikan hanya untukmu. Semua cintaku setulus hatiku dapat kau pastikan hanya milikmu selalu. Terbawa arus derita dan terdampar di pangkuan. Ada satu yang bisa membuatku lebih bahagia. Walau cinta hanyalah kata, tak bisa kau lihat, hanya bisa kau rasa. Adanya hanya kau satu yang bisa membuatku lebih mengerti arti cinta. Oh, walau cinta hanyalah kata, tak bisa kau hanya bisa kau rasa. Berikanku seutuhnya, terimaku apa adanya. Hanya kau satu yang bisa membuatku lebih mengerti arti.
Voice of Indonesia.
Biasanya ku terus bertanya.
Goodbye, listener. Thank you so much for listening to our English program on Voice of Indonesia through shortwave frequency 3325 kHz, website voinews.id, and RRI Playgo mobile app. Please give your suggestion and criticism through our Facebook fan page, The Voice of Indonesia, Instagram at @VOI_official, Twitter at VOI Indonesia. Keep listening to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world.